Chapter 8 of Microbiology and Parasitology, Factors that Affect Microbial Growth. First factor is availability of nutrients. All living organisms require nutrients to sustain life. Nutrients are energy sources. Organisms obtain energy by breaking chemical bonds. Next factor is moisture. Water is essential for life. It is needed to carry out normal metabolic processes. Certain microbial stages like bacterial endospores and protozoal cysts can survive a drying process called desiccation. Another factor is temperature. Every organism has an optimum growth temperature. Thermophiles are microorganisms that grow best at higher temperatures, so they're called thermophiles. Microbes that grow best at moderate temperatures like 37 degrees or human body temperature are called mesophiles, while microbes that prefer cold temperatures like deep ocean water are called psychrophiles. Psychotropes are a particular group of psychrophiles. They prefer refrigerator temperature or around 4 degrees Celsius. Psychroduric organisms prefer warm temperatures, but they can also endure very cold or even freezing temperatures. Another factor is pH. pH refers to the acidity or alkalinity of a solution. Most organisms prefer a neutral or slightly alkaline growth medium, a pH of around 7 to 7.4. Microbes that prefer a pH of 2 to 5 are called acidophiles, while microbes that prefer a pH of more than 8.5 are called alkaliphiles. Sorry, alkaliphiles. The next factor that affects microbial growth is osmotic pressure and salinity. When you say osmotic pressure, is the pressure that is exerted on a cell membrane by solutions both inside and outside the cell. Osmosis is the movement of a solvent through a permeable membrane from a lower concentration of solutes or dissolved substances to a higher concentration of solutes. When the concentration of solutes in the external environment of a cell is greater than that of the solutes inside the cell, the solution in which the cell is suspended is said to be hypertonic. Plasmolysis is a condition in which the cell membrane and cytoplasm of the cell shrink away from the cell wall. It occurs when bacteria with rigid cell wall are placed in a hypertonic solution. Another factor is continuing with osmotic pressure and salinity. When the concentration of solutes outside the cell is less than the solutes inside the cell, the solution in which the cell is suspended is said to be hypotonic. If a bacterial cell is placed in a hypotonic solution, it may not burst because of a rigid cell wall. If it does burst, the cytoplasm escapes. This process is known as plasmoptysis. A solution is said to be isotonic when the concentration of solutes outside the cell equals the concentration of solutes inside the cell. Organisms that prefer to live in salty environments are called halophilic organisms. Those that not prefer to live in salty environments but are capable of surviving there, like Staphylococcus aureus, are called to be haloduric organisms. Next topic is encouraging the growth of microbes in vitro or in the laboratory. Culturing bacteria in the laboratory, or meaning bacterial growth. Okay. When talking about bacterial growth, Think of it as an increase in the number of organisms rather than an increase in their size. Bacteria divide by binary fission, meaning one cell divides to become two cells when they reach their optimum size. Binary fission continues through many generations until a colony is produced on a solid culture medium. Binary fission continues for as long as there is a sufficient supply of nutrients, water, and space. The time it takes for one cell to become two cells is called the generation time. For example, the generation time for E. coli is 20 minutes. In culturing bacteria in the laboratory, what we need first is the culture media. Okay. Media or medium is used in microbiology laboratories to culture or grow bacteria. Media prepared in the laboratories are referred to as artificial media or synthetic media. A chemically defined medium is one in which all ingredients are known. A culture media can either be liquid or solid. An enriched medium is a broth or solid containing a rich supply of special nutrients that promote the growth of fastidious organisms, for example, chocolate agar. A selective medium has added inhibitors that discourage the growth of certain organisms, which allow the growth of a desired organism, for example, your P. agar. While a differential medium permits the differentiation of organisms that grow on the medium, for example, your McConkey agar. The various categories of media are not mutually exclusive. For example, a blood agar is both an enriched and differential agar. So let's discuss the different different methods of inoculation of culture media. So when you say culture media, inoculation of culture media, it is when culture media is inoculated with clinical specimens, like specimens collected from patients with a suspected infectious disease. Inoculation involves adding a small portion of a specimen to the medium. Inoculation is accomplished using a sterile inoculating loop. So in this method, or in culturing bacteria in the laboratory, one of the most important topics or things to keep in mind is the importance of using aseptic technique. Okay, as nursing students, you also already know this. Aseptic technique is practiced when it is necessary to exclude microbes from a particular area, like when inoculating a culture media. Unwanted organisms are referred to as contaminants. The growth medium or plate is said to be contaminated. The sterility of the media must be maintained before inoculation. Therefore, it is very important to avoid touching the surface of the agar. Inoculating media within a biological safety cabinet minimizes contamination and protects the laboratorian. Next is incubation. After inoculation, the media must be placed into a incubator, which will maintain the appropriate atmosphere, temperature, and moisture level. This process is called incubation. There are three types of incubators used in a microbial laboratory. First is a carbon dioxide incubator. It's an incubator that contains 5% to 10% carbon dioxide. A non-carbon dioxide incubator, it contains room air. And an anaerobic incubator, it means the atmosphere is devoid of oxygen. Okay, so Next is bacterial population counts. Microbiologists sometimes need to know how many bacteria are present in a particular liquid at a given time. For example, to determine the bacterial contamination of drinking water. One can determine either the total number of bacterial cells or the number of viable or living cells. What is used here is a spectrophotometer. Okay, it is used to determine the growth by measuring nutribility of the medium. Another method is a viable plate count. It is used to determine the number of viable bacteria in a liquid sample by making serial dilutions of the liquid and inoculating onto a nutrient agar. After overnight incubation, the number of colonies is counted. Next is bacterial population growth curve. A population growth curve for any particular species of bacterium may be determined by growing a pure culture of the organism in a liquid medium at the constant temperature. Samples of the culture are collected and fixed at fixed intervals to determine the number of viable organisms. A graph is prepared by plotting the logarithmic number of viable organisms on a vertical or y-axis against the incubation time or in the horizontal or x-axis. Next is culturing obligate intracellular pathogens in the laboratory. When you say obligate intracellular pathogens, they are microbes that survive and multiply only within living cells, called host cells. Obligate intracellular pathogens include viruses and two groups of gram-negative bacteria, rickettsias and chlamydias. Culturing these organisms in the laboratory is a challenge. They must be first grown in embryonated chicken eggs, laboratory animals, or cell cultures. Next is culturing fungi in the laboratory. Fungi, including yeasts, molds, and dimorphic fungi, grow on and in a variety of solid and liquid culture media. There is actually no single medium that is best for all medically important fungi. Examples for culture media for fungi include brain heart infusion or BHI, agar, BHI with blood, and saburan dextrose agar or SDA. SDA is selective for fungi because it's low pH. Caution must be exercised when culturing fungi because fungi, some of them are highly infectious. Next topic is inhibiting the growth of microbes in vitro. So these are the terms that you should remember. Sterilization. Sterilization is the complete destruction of all microbes, including cells, spores, and viruses. Sterilization is accomplished by dry heat, autoclaving or steam under pressure, gas, various chemicals, and certain types of radiation. Disinfection is the destruction or removal of pathogens from non-living objects by physical or chemical methods. Pasteurization is an example of disinfection technique. Disinfectants that are used in disinfection are chemical substances that eliminate pathogens on inanimate objects. Antiseptics, on the other hand, are solutions used to disinfect skin and other living tissues. So that's the difference between disinfectants and antiseptics. Another term is microbiostatic agent. Okay, a microbiostatic agent is a drug or chemical that inhibits the growth and reproduction of microbes. While a bacteriostatic agent is one of that specifically inhibits the metabolism and reproduction of bacteria. Lyophilization is a process that combines dehydration or drying and freezing. This process is widely used in the industry to preserve foods, antibiotics, microorganisms, and other biological or biologic materials. Another term that you should be that you should know is sepsis. Sepsis refers to the presence of pathogens in blood or tissues, whereas asepsis means the absence of pathogens. Antisepsis is the prevention of infection. Next topic is using physical methods to inhibit microbial growth. First physical method is heat. Okay, under heat, there are two factors. Temperature and time. Those two factors determine the effectiveness of heat for sterilization. There is something called a TDP or thermal dead point. The TDP or thermal dead point of any species is the lowest temperature that will kill all the organisms in a standardized pure culture within a specified time. There are some different types of heat. Like for example, dry heat, like oven, electrical incinerator or flame. Another type of heat is moist heat. Okay, it's achieved through boiling or the use of autoclave. In an autoclave, we just mentioned about autoclave. It is one of the methods that is used in the hospital for eliminating microbes is autoclave. An autoclave is a large metal pressure cooker that uses steam under pressure to completely destroy all microbial life. Increased pressure raises the temperature above the temperature of boiling water, above 100 degrees Celsius, and forces steam into materials being sterilized. The gas law that is used being utilized here is Boyle's law. Ano not Boyle's law? Charles? Increasing temperature, also the pressure increases. I don't know. If increase the pressure increases. Yeah, Charles law. Autoclaving at pressure of 15 psi at 121.5 degrees Celsius for 20 minutes destroys vegetative microorganisms, bacterial endospores, and viruses. The use of autoclave very important, okay, in ensuring aseptic technique. In autoclaving process, it uses a pressure sensitive tape or spore strips or solutions as a quality control to measure if there's proper autoclaving. What happens is the material is covered sometimes by paper and it's bound by a tape which changes color when the appropriate temperature is reached, meaning it reached the right amount of temperature to completely destroy all the microbes, even viruses. After heat, another type of physical method to inhibit microbial growth is cold. But most microorganisms are not killed by cold, but their metabolic activities are slowed. Next is desiccation. Many dried microorganisms remain viable, but they cannot reproduce. Next is radiation. An ultraviolet or UV lamp is useful for reducing the number of microbes in the air. Ultrasonic waves are used in hospitals and medical and dental clinics to clean equipment. Filters are used to separate cells or microbes from liquids or gases. And gaseous atmosphere can be gaseous atmosphere can be used to alter inhibit growth. Altered can be altered to inhibit growth. Astrophysical, physical means to inhibit growth. Microbial growth are the chemical agents, chemical ways to means to inhibit microbial growth. First is chemical disinfection. This refers to the use of chemical agents to inhibit the growth of pathogens, either temporarily or permanently. Disinfectants are affected by prior cleaning of the object or surface, so it's advised to clean it first before using disinfectants. The organic load, like feces, blood, or pus, so the more organic load, the more disinfectant that you need. The bioburden, or types and numbers of microbes. Again, the more microbes, the more disinfectants that you need. Concentration of the disinfectant, contact time, physical nature of the object being disinfected. And lastly is the temperature and pH. For the chemical agents is antiseptics. These may be used safely on human tissues. Antiseptics reduce the number of organisms on the surface of the skin, but they do not penetrate the pores and hair follicles. This includes antiseptic soaps and scrubbing. Okay, they are used by healthcare professionals to remove organisms lodged in the pores or folds of the skin. So that sums up inhibition of microbial growth, or chapter 8. Thank you.